We have Emily Gurr on the line from Eastern Palliative Care. Hi, Emily.
Oh, hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm well. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me on.
That's a pleasure. It's always terrific to hear about the wonderful things that's happening in your institution there. So, yeah, we've got some questions, which I think Gabby will start off with.
Well, first of all, okay. I'll say hello. How are you, Emily?
I'm very well, Gabby. How
good,
are you?
Good, good. Now, Eastern Palliative Care are having a fundraising campaign. May I ask why you're doing that?
Sure. Well, we are very excited to launch our 2022 online auction to raise funds for our equipment hire financial hardship appeal. So I'll explain that to you. Eastern Palliative Care has obviously got many clients on our books. We're Victoria's largest home-based palliative care service. We operate over 7 local government areas. We pretty much cover the eastern region of Melbourne. So people living at home with a terminal illness in their carers are supported by us in a number of different ways. And one of the things that we do is that we help our clients stay at home so that they don't have to go to hospital or a hospice if that's their wish. And in order to stay at home, they often need equipment, all kinds of different equipment, and that hire of that equipment and the transport of that equipment is the only thing that an EPC client has to pay for. All of our services are free, but this is a small cost that does need to be incurred by the client. So some of our clients find this difficult, so we have an internal fund to help them. And that's what we're raising funds for with our auction.
And when's this auction taking place, or this campaign? When does the campaign start, Emily?
Sure. So we've actually just launched the auction this week, and it runs online until the 27th of March.
Yes.
And anyone is welcome to make a bid. We've got some fabulous items in our auction. We've got over 50 different things to choose from, and it all ends on Sunday, the 27th of March. So we just encourage people to jump online and have a look.
Okay. Now, what is the website for the auction?
Sure. So to find our auction, you just need to go to Eastern Palliative Care's website. The easiest way to do that is just to type Eastern Palliative Care into Google, and our website, epc.asn.au, will pop up. And you just go to our events section, and there it will be. The other way you can find it is on Facebook. We're posting about this every single day, and every post has a link straight to the site.
Oh, that's great. Now, can 94.1 FM help you with this campaign?
Well, absolutely. I'm just so grateful to be given this opportunity to tell your listeners about it, because it's online, the beauty of that is anyone can make a bid. We've also got a donate button on the auction, so if people just want to support this cause, they can simply just make a donation. So just spreading the word via your radio station this way is a wonderful way to help. And just asking your listeners to forward that link throughout their networks would be really helpful for us.
Well, I'll ask. We have a lady here who does the community service announcements, which you would come under. I've just checked that to make sure, and it is under the community service announcements, so we can certainly get that done. Now, just clarifying, the auction's on till the 27th of March,
yes.
And we can go through your website, EPC, and it's lots of items, about 50 items, I think you said, that you can buy or auction, they can buy.
Go on. I was just going to tell you what some of them were.
Oh, yes, please, I want to know.
Really exciting things. Look, we've got a whole range of items. We've got something for everyone. We've got all kinds of vouchers for all kinds of experiences, such as family passes to Luna Park, Bounce, Puffing Billy, and workshops for cocktail making and hand clay making.
Ooh.
We've got a brand new bike, courtesy of Michael Suka. We've got a beautiful brand new set of golf clubs from Drummond Golf.
Yes.
We've even got a hot air balloon ride for two over the Yarra Valley or the CBD from Eastland.
I'll be doing that.
And accommodation in the Yarra Valley and Phillip Island. Loads of hampers. Some beautiful handcrafted quilts from Waverley Patchworkers Group. And, high teas at Mary Eats Cake and Parliament House, Bunnings vouchers, all kinds of wonderful things. There's something for everyone in there.
Okay, so I'll just clarify that. It's the EPC, Eastern Palliative Care website. The auction started today, I believe, you said?
It started on Monday this week.
On Monday, sorry.
So there's quite a few bids in there already, which is very exciting to see.
Yes.
And the website's actually epc.asn.au, but you can simply find us by typing Eastern Palliative Care into Google.
All right. Well, thank you very much for all the information, Emily. I'll make sure that we get our lady who does the community service announcements to do something. And by listeners, the 27th of March this closes, so please go onto Eastern Palliative Care website and you can buy just about anything.
Yes, grab a bargain and support a wonderful cause for the people in our local community that really need our help. So it's a wonderful cause to raise funds for.
That's wonderful. Thanks, Emily.
Thanks, Emily.
It's great to hear from you again.
Good
luck. Yes.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.